Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Anna Martinez, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today and hope you're ready for an empowering journey ahead. I know that since our last show, a lot has happened in our lives, from personal achievements to professional challenges. Each day has presented its own set of opportunities and obstacles. But fear not, because today we're going to take a moment to reflect on the past week together. Over the past few days, we have received numerous messages from listeners just like you, seeking guidance and support for both our professional and personal values. I want you to know that we hear you and we're here to help, whether it's navigating the complexities of the workplace or finding balance in your everyday life. We're committed to providing you with the tools and resources you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Together, we will tackle challenges, celebrate victories, and empower each other to reach new heights. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're in this together, and together, we can achieve anything. Let's make today count. And today's episode, we will be diving into some highlights from the past week. Highlights are, it's minus highlights, and sharing what you can look forward to in the next 60 minutes. We'll start by recapping a few standout moments from the previous week before treating you to a song that hints the intriguing personality of our special guest for today. So stay tuned to hear why this song was chosen by our guest himself. Joining us today is Marcello Garcia, who will be sharing insight and stories with us. So following that, I will introduce you to an inspiring book. To wrap things up, we will open the floor to your questions, which I will be happy to answer. And to close the show, I present you one special product which helps empowering you and your body. So let's dive into some highlights from the past week. News summary, there is period poverty in the EU-wide issue. Many women across the European Union lack adequate access to menstrual products, while Brussels has allowed member states to eliminate value-added tax on these products. Only Ireland has taken advantage of this opportunity. This has resulted in a significant discrepancy in tax rates for the menstrual products within the EU. While some countries like Ireland have removed the tax entirely, others, including Hungary, Sweden, and Denmark, maintain high tax rates up of to 27%. These high tax rates create barriers to access for many women, particularly those with low incomes. The financial burden of taxation on menstrual products often forces women to choose between purchasing essential items such as food and acquiring menstrual products. The situation known as menstrual precarity poses a serious problem that continues to require attention and action to ensure equality and access to basic hygiene products for all women in the European Union. Belgian initiatives. In Belgium, a significant number of women face challenging in accessing menstrual products due to financial constraints. The non-governmental organization Bruxelles estimates that 1 in 15 individuals in Belgium cannot afford their preferred menstrual products. This predicament forces individuals to make difficult choices between fulfilling basic needs and purchasing menstrual products. Veronica Martinez, the founder of Bruxelles, emphasizes the gravity of this issue, highlighting the dilemma of choosing between necessities and menstrual products. To address this, she distributes free menstrual products to those in need, amounting to approximately 700,000 to 7 million products annually. Additionally, the organization conducts workshops on sewing reusable pads, providing sustainable alternatives for those experiencing period poverty. These efforts underscore the urgent need for sustainable solutions to ensure equitable access to menstrual products for all individuals in Belgium and beyond. Catalonia has recently taken pioneering steps to confront the challenges of period poverty head-on. Recognizing the multifaceted nature of this issue, Catalonia has implemented a range of initiatives aimed at providing support and resources to those affected. In addition to distributing these products like cups, pads, and underwear free of charge, the region has embarked on comprehensive educational campaigns to dismantle the stigma surrounding menstruation. By promoting open dialogue and awareness, Catalonia aims to foster an environment where individuals feel empowered to discuss their health openly and seek support where needed. And furthermore, the Minister for Feminism and Gender Equality, Tanya Wirk, has been a vocal advocate for the cause, emphasizing the importance of addressing period poverty as a fundamental issue of social justice. Wirk contends that menstruation should be reframed not as a private concern, but as a shared responsibility of society as a whole. The shift in perspective underscores the need for collective action to ensure this equity for all individuals, regardless of social economic status. So this is for today, focus on something very special, female. And now I would like to kick off things with song selected by Marcello Garcia. And I'm very much looking forward to know how many of you know exactly from the first moments what song it will be.
Thank you.
It is a very, very interesting song we just heard. And the name which comes up to me is Dr. Henry Walton Indiana Jones. Marcello, why have you chosen this inspiring song?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure, and congratulations on the work you've been doing for such a long time, and what you're doing in the future. And the song is from your question, actually, something representative from my childhood. And this one is actually going beyond just the motivation to do different things and to challenge yourself. Is actually because the original Indiana Jones was the president of the Explorers Club, and I'm the chairman of the club in Switzerland. So if you go to our New York clubhouse, you have a showcase of lots of artifacts from our members, going out in the field for 120 years now. And you can see the original bullwhip of the original Indiana Jones
Oh,
on
wow.
Yeah, so we had our meeting last week for the annual meeting of the members. We also have the meeting of all the chapter chairs, and they were passing this artifact around so people could literally touch the bullwhip of the original Indiana Jones during that event. Otherwise, you can go there anytime to see it. And the idea is the combination of science with adventure and challenging yourself and going further and dealing with adversity. So I thought that would be the most representative. And it's also a good opportunity for me to promote the Explorers Club, which is something I always love to do.
So they bring us straight ahead into the talk with you, and I'm very, very happy to welcome you, Marcello, here in the show. And with this song, we already touched a very, very important part of your life, I think. And give me the chance to try to introduce you here to the audience, which will be very hard, especially and to do it in a few minutes. Because I mean, saying that you are a bit of Indiana Jones would be too little, I think. I mean, I don't know you good enough to know if you have also the sarcastic sense of humor, but I'm sure that you explored so many countries as Indiana Jones did too. 125, I think it is until now. And I think you experienced so many adventures during your life, from flying, from hunting, from climbing, from diving. I'm very interested to hear later more about that. But furthermore, you are also very close to the World Economic Forum, to the United Nations. You are involved in ventures, especially a venture partner at Allocator One. You are also advisor to Enleased, Untold, and Straightline Aviation. You are founder of Wisdom Foundation, which is also addicted to your personal life, I think. Or you told me a little bit about that. And you are the member of the WEF official community, and you are organizing every year in Davos a really outstanding program. Besides this, what the officials get there to open their view, to give them some other ideas also what life means and what the planet matters, right? So, and I liked it very much also that you gave me a hack from last week to today that I could try to see how I deal with this, what you said, that you take everything as a symbol, everything what comes up. Also, if you don't get a train, if you wake up too late, if you miss something, it embeds a sign. And I have to say, I'm living like this, or I'm trying to live like this most of the time, and it feels good because it's much better than having the self-fulfilling prophecy like, oh, that's the first thing happened. Let's see what bad things come next. Which often people think about, right? So let's dive into your life. And I mean, it's hard to compress it into these very few minutes we have today. But maybe we can start with the first questions. What brought you to today? So, can you share with us a few milestones? And maybe there's one milestone you can share with us before the first break.
Yeah, I'd like to propose something different here. You have the epigenetic changes. So you have your DNA, and then you have changes to the DNA from experiences that your ancestors had. So this is not esoteric at all. It is fairly scientific in terms of genes being expressed or not. And I would say my ancestors, in this case, more specifically, my two grandfathers, because my father's father was a technology pioneer. So he was not adventurous at all. He was just someone who was extremely good with telecommunications. He was a telegraph operator with the Brazilian Navy, coming from Spain, from the Basque country, because I guess back then they didn't have anyone in Brazil who knew how to operate a telegraph. And because he had that experience, he started developing things like building the first commercial radio in Rio in 1935. So a local aristocrat thought it was a fancy thing to do, and he was the one building it. And so it's quite common that when you start doing something pioneering, you get involved in the next pioneering level. So he went from wireless telegraph with the Navy to a commercial radio, and then my father got involved in analog television after an internship at this radio station. And then I got involved with digital television. So it's quite amusing that the family has been in telecommunications for 100 years. And that was not necessarily something that was planned, right? In the case of my dad working for my grandfather, sure, but no, I could have done anything else. It just happens to end up in the same field. So you have this scientific angle doing something that has just recently been invented. It works in a lab. How can you develop a platform that will have a million users, right? So I like the platform we have here with millions of listeners. So how do you go from lab to that situation? And then you have the on the other side, my mother's father. He was not necessarily an explorer, but he was an Amazon. He was born in Portugal in a small village. And when he was 12 years old, he went alone across the Atlantic Ocean with one letter of recommendation to a shoemaker in Manaus. And he by himself is 12 years old, and he is on the back of the ship crying because he's so afraid, but he doesn't want anyone to see that. So his life in Amazon was very much that of an explorer. No, he was a tradesman, going to the small villages upstream, very isolated places, getting malaria several times and everything else. So what I have is this epigenetic combination of deep science with deep adventure and exploration in the jungle. And I guess it explains a lot about
Wow.
behavior.
Thank you very much. I think it's even more interesting now to hear more of you and your journey after the commercial break. So stay tuned and we will continue our conversation in approximately 3 minutes.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's medicine for modern living. a People and Plants Dialogue, hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We've covered some intriguing topics in the last minutes, and now we will continue our conversation with Marcello. Marcello, you've told me very interesting things from your family, and in my eyes, there were some pictures looking at our films and journeys. And I would like to step also more into your journey once again, into this journey of being an explorer. And you said in the beginning that you have some Indiana Jones products, also at least one in London, I think, or in the Explorer's office, or can you
explain? So the New York clubhouse.
In your clubhouse, okay.
He's called the Roy Chapman Andrews. So he was an explorer 100 years ago in Inner Mongolia when China was an extremely dangerous place. So he had a revolver, but he liked the bullwhip. So if people tried to steal from him, he used the bullwhip to keep them away. And he had the revolver just in case that things escalated. So that's a true story. And he kind of had the same hat and the leather jacket and everything else. So he's not the only inspiration, but he's certainly one of the main ones.
But you could have an own clubhouse filled, I think, with the products of your adventures, right?
Well, not so many. What happens in the club is that people tend to specialize because more than half of the members are a fellow, so they tend to have a PhD or more. What I did was a sample of different types of exploration. So I got into the club because I'm retracing the route of Marco Polo between Venice and Beijing. Mm-hmm. So I had different experiences in different places. So yeah, there's some sort of artifacts in terms of the clothes I was wearing and the experiences that I had in that process. There's a funny story in Acre, which was the last city in the Palestinian region, so Israel today. It was the last one held by the Crusaders in the 12th century. And that was a very important part of the Marco Polo journey, because he had to wait there for a new pope to be elected so that they could keep on going to Mongolia. And there is a restaurant that is open 24 hours with the old town, which still has this very Arabic feel. They never close. So I'm there at whatever, 1-2 in the morning, waiting for the next connection. And there was this shisha, so this water pipe, nargile, some people call that. And I thought it would be really cool to have the original nargile from the city where Marco Polo was based for quite some time. And I was asking the owner via a translator if it was possible to buy it. And he got angry. He was like, no, this is not for sale. This is cutlery, right? So why would you want to buy something from the restaurant? And I explained the whole story via this very young waiter who was doing this translation and said, no, it's related to the Marco Polo journey. So it literally, this is an artifact for me of my project. And he sold it to me. It was a bit of a nightmare to carry 3 kilos of glass back to Switzerland. But I still have it, and it's totally worth it. So yeah, the mementos,
wow.
Like keeping something that is symbolic, I think is very important. And of course, it's easier to get stamps as souvenirs rather than 3 kilos of glass. But if you get to choose, just pick the one that suits you.
And is it something when you look at it that you feel some emotions of your journey, or you get some stories from the past? Or what does it mean to you when you look at this now?
Well, the way the brain tends to work is with the reinforcement of certain memories.
Yeah.
Every time I look at it, I'm making sure that that story never leaves me. Right? So every time
yeah.
I refresh it, I can travel back to, I think this was 10 years ago, and sense the smells and the sights and all the different imagery. And that's an object
right.
that is a marker that
mm-hmm.
helps my brain find those memories. And the more I go there, the stronger they
yeah.
become. So the one thing that I do that some people find quite odd is when I'm traveling around and I'm having a beer, I always remove the label of the beer.
Yeah.
So only have beer in a bottle. If I can't help it. And on the back of the label, I consider it to be a postcard to myself in the future. So I write
yeah.
the date, the location, who I was with, and what we talked about. And then I keep it
yeah.
in a box. So 20, 30 years from now, when I read that postcard to myself, I will
yeah.
remember that specific occasion without needing any pictures. But even if sometimes you have pictures, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
The most memorable meetings we have in our lives, you don't do selfies, you don't keep track of that as a media occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it would be nice to be able to go back to that moment of whatever it meant to you. And
yeah.
I figured out that beer labels or something I could put in my wallet, and then I have a little description of what happened. And yeah, I have more than 1,000 of them, which says a lot about how many beers I had in my life.
I have a box for that, where I take all these small stones or things I get somewhere which reminds me to a situation. Do you have then also a huge box for these postcards where you
Yeah.
collect all this and take it out sometimes and read it, look at it?
Oh, it's not so often. The idea is keeping them for the future, so it's kind of a heirloom to myself. The logic being, it's a small piece of paper, right? So I can
yeah.
have additional information on the back. And
yeah.
I really miss sending postcards. When I traveled, I used to send postcards all the time. So a friend of mine is talking about Mauritania today. And after the World Economic Forum in 2019, it was so stressful because I was doing a big event for the first time that I ended up in Marrakesh for a follow-up event with some friends. And out of the blue, I thought, well, maybe I should cross the Sahara just to have the experience. And it's not really easy. And I was not doing that in the back of a camel, right? I'm going from Marrakesh all the way to Mauritania. And the public infrastructure is horrendously bad and is fairly dangerous. And you never know what's going to work or not. And when I got to Mauritania, after crossing the Sahara, the easy way to cross the Sahara again, I was trying to send a postcard and
yeah.
didn't have any because it's a very poor country. It's one of the 10 least visited countries in the world. So I literally had to take a picture of the traditional boats in the harbor, and I made a drawing of my own picture. So
Oh,
I can send that to you, share
yeah.
it with my friend.
Yeah, please.
So like, okay, you want to share a moment, and postcards used to be the way to do that. And now we're just sending pictures on WhatsApp, and that's one more picture in thousands of them. So they lose the significance. And all of a sudden, we're sort of going back 360 to the fact that if you get a postcard, it's really, really special. It's like, wow, no, I haven't had a postcard for years. So I keep on sending postcards.
That's great. That's a great ritual. I know some people who are sending always postcards, whether to themselves from different places, or also to their closest friend. And I often receive postcards, handwritten postcards from friends, and
Oh, wonderful.
it means a lot to me because I know that in these times a lot of people are really struggling with hand typing. And besides this, hand typing is so important to express yourself and also to have this as a kind of ritual. But also, I think it's good for your brain to doing it, right?
Yeah, and it's a marker of effort, right? So, as in sending a picture in WhatsApp takes you 5 seconds. So sending a postcard means finding one, which in Mauritania apparently is not a possibility, or drawing one, which is what I had to do. But then again, I have to find the paper that is thick enough to be able to draw a postcard, and that was not easy. And then I have to find the stamps, right? You can't really send it without the stamps, and the paper locked. And I was looking for stamps. I go like, why do you need stamps for? It's like, oh, well, a few uses for them. You kind of end up showing that you care because of the time invested, right? So you're making sure that people realize that this is something that was a conscious decision. And another example is that I am the chairman of the chapter here, so I have to communicate with all the members of the Explorers Club in Switzerland. There's one who's 90 years old, and he doesn't have email, or I mean, I'm assuming he has a phone at home, but someone who's a friend sent me a message saying he cannot get your email, so could you print them and send them by post? Like, yeah, that's my duty as the person responsible for representing the club here. So I literally have right next to me an email that was printed, and I'm going to be posting it to our 90-year-old member so that he can be aware of what we're doing, even if
Wow,
he's
this is
joining
nice.
our events. Because we do things like, traversing glaciers over the weekends. It's not like he'll be able to join us in doing those things, but he can join us in spirits. And the channel to communicate with someone at his age is no printing emails and putting them in an envelope and sending them, which is what I'm doing after this call.
Great. This is a very, very nice story, and I think it shows also the respect and the respect to somebody and choosing the communication way, the way of communicating the other person is getting. I mean, often in nowadays times, we are communicating in the way we think, which is good, but not where we think that the other person can get it in the way which is useful, which is sensible, which is adequate to him or her.
Yeah. Also, the understanding that maybe he has poor eyesight, right, because of the age, or maybe there are some other complications. But sometimes it's a positive surprise, like when you operate for cataracts, so your eyes are cloudy to the point in which it is no longer reasonable for you to carry on without doing surgery. They insert lenses into your eyes. And that could actually fix some visual problems. So you can have then the degree for reading glasses inside eyeballs, meaning you no longer need reading glasses, even though you're very old. So sometimes, of course, we link age to wisdom. So okay, you've been around for very long, so you can see certain dots that other people not be able to even realize that were there, much less connect them. And it is surprising that you could have a 90-year-old person who can actually read better than I can, because I need reading glasses now. So it's not necessarily always negative. It's trying to understand how is it different. How can I connects to the frequency of the person that I'm trying to communicate with, and that could be an interesting challenge. And most people, it's not like they're lazy; they're just busy, right? So they do not spend enough time to show that they care at the next level. You can show that you care, sure, like copying someone an email, but sending the letter is something that is obviously an additional amount of effort. And that's just an example, right? Something that is my duty to do to communicate with members in the chapter. But I would suggest people try to, be one act of kindness a day. It's like, what's your act of kindness today? Is that, spending an extra minute trying to show to someone that yeah, you care, you appreciate that person. It could be you buying a train ticket and you make a joke, right? Just to make the person who is selling you the train ticket smile, because usually they only get complaints. And you go, now, can I give you something that maybe will make your life a little bit easier that costs me a joke? Like it literally costs you nothing, or no comments, something saying, wow, no, it was supposed to be cloudy and it's really sunny, so I hope you have time to enjoy the sun later on. Many people I know would do that. Many do not, and they don't realize that when you're making someone smile, you're benefiting from that as well. Like you get a little dopamine jolt from doing something that has value to others. And I feel like this is almost like leaving money on the table, right? So you can have very enjoyable, rewarding sensations, which are completely under your control, like making that joke or not. But most people, they're too busy to think about that. And I think it's sad because they're missing out and having a more fulfilling life.
Exactly, you're so right. And I wanted to ask you for three hacks. I mean, this is a very important one, I think, which is free of charge even, but it gives both people, everyone, it gives a smile, it gives a better day, it gives even some physical plus because your blood circulation gets better, you get into a better mood, your immune system provides from that, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, it's sometimes you have people who have naturally grumpy faces, so they look like they're angry all the time. It doesn't mean that this is who they are. It's just the physical appearance, right? Especially as you get older, you start having some expressions that look sad because you know your face, naturally will start sagging, so it looks like you're a very serious person. No, it's a nice experience to figure out that maybe that person who looks very angry is someone with a wonderful journey, right? So if you basically give them a chance to establish a connection at a frequency which is, I care about you as a person, not as a service provider, you're going to have more rewarding experiences. So I do suggest people.
You're so right. And Marcello, I don't feel really well now because I would like to double the time with you. And I think we need a serious B with you because I have so many things on the table to ask you further. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. So it's just for me now to thank you very much indeed for this engaging discussion, for the insights you gave us, and that you opened your books a little bit to show a little bit of this inspiration you can provide to all of us. And I look forward to our ongoing exchange and the impact also we can do together. So thank you very much again to be here in the show. And yeah, open your box for all of us.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Cheers.
So, after the commercial break, we will continue with the introduction of an inspiring book that we've selected for you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So now let's move on to the introduction of an inspiring book that can be a life changer, hopefully for many. And today it's about A Smart Way to Start by Mara Harvey. A Smart Way to Start by Mara Harvey is a delightful series of children's books designed to introduce young readers to essential money concepts through the adventures of Marty and her friend Frances. Each book in the series covers a different aspect of financial literacy, from earning and saving to spending wisely and understanding the impact of money choices on the world. The books are available in multiple languages, including English, German, and French, making them accessible to a wide audience of children and parents. So it's not just a book series for parents, adults, or children. I think it's more a book for families or for a parent with a child. About the author, Mara Harvey is the creative mind behind the Smart Way to Start book series. With a passion for financial literacy and education, she has crafted engaging stories that teach children valuable life skills in a fun and accessible way. She is the founder and CEO of A Smart Way to Start, and she is the CEO of a private Swiss bank. She's a financial parenting pioneer, author, keynote speaker, and SDG advocate. She has an economist background. She is a doctor with a summa cum laude, and she's a senior leader in finance. She's trained at Harvard and IMD. And she has over 21 years experience in wealth management and working with billionaire families across Europe and driving social and digital innovation across the financial industry on a global scale. She is born in 1971, and her journey in finance led her to focus on her biggest passion, financial parenting. So she worked a long time on these books, also having her kids with her in the bag. And she has the answer for what about financial habits start early. Money habits, she said, are largely formed for life by age of 7. Bringing money concept to young children 3 to 10 years in an easy and enjoyable way has become a great passion for her, because she knows how important it is, especially for women. She said, our daily money choices impact our world, and there are so many opportunities of to engage children in shaping the sustainable future our world needs. So today, she is pioneering new ways to help all parents and children to get the money role models for today. A Smart Way to Start consists of 5 paperback books and 1 ebook, each focusing on a specific aspect of money management. And I'm very a fan of these. So it could be possible that at one of the next shows, I'm presenting here another book of the series, which I like very much, which is about the SDGs. So through Marty's adventures, this Marty, children will learn about earning, saving, spending wisely, and making responsible money choices. And what is interesting, some women told me a few days ago that I shouldn't tell, but they read the book and they learned so much about for their own lives. So it's also something for parents, for women and men, I'm sure about that. And it's good because the series emphasizes important life skills such as good work ethics, resource valuation, and negotiation. So a smart way to start Bambara Harvey is an engaging and educational series that empowers children with essential money management skills through entertaining storytelling and relatable characters. I would like to give you a few tips from the book. So first, teach children about earning money through chores and emphasize equal pay for equal work. Second, instill good work ethics and the value of resources from a young age. Third, encourage negotiation skills and empower children to advocate for fair treatment. Four, make money moments visible to children and use smarty stories as a springboard for financial discussions. Five, utilize rhymes in storytelling to create an enjoyable and memorable learning experience. Six, avoid common mistakes parents make when teaching children about smart earning. And seven, foster a positive money role model for children, for example, through Marty's Adventures. So I would like to give you also five quotes from the author. For all children's life goals, there are two things they will need: some money to start and smart plan indeed. Children learn how money needs to be earned core by core and how there is no reason whatsoever for a girl to be paid less than a boy for the exact same core done equally well. Marty's stories make money moments visible to your child, setting the scene for all our financial parenting discussion. With Marty's stories, we put our three financial parenting principles into practice: positive money role models, visible money moments, and enjoyable repetition. A smart way to start offers a fun and effective approach to teaching children about financial literacy, empowering them to make smart choices and thrive in the future. And I would like to end about the book with reading a little bit about the book. And I'd like to read here what Mara wrote about herself. She writes, "I'm passionately driven by two strong beliefs that we cannot wait another 100 plus years to see economic gender equality come to life, and that daily financial decisions are the most untapped source of positive social change. These convictions are at the heart of my stories. Over the past two decades, my work in the financial industry led me to explore the profound differences in the ways men and women approach wealth. Very often, women feel less financially confident than men in managing money. Research shows that our money messages are biased, and this bias starts at a very young age. So I decided to find a playful way to convey important money messages around equality, earning, saving, spending, and sustainability to young children and to girls in particular, and their parents, and to every adult. Because money is not just a transmission of value, it's a transmission of values." And she writes, "Dedicated to my daughter and to all the young girls out there who are going to rock this world, and to my son and all the boys who support them on their way." Just a few sentences. When you grow up, what will you be? Any or all of the things that you dream. You could go up to space or design a new car. You could be CEO. You could travel afar. Great many things. And then gadgets galore and find ways to help save the planet for sure. For all these goals, there are two things you will need: some money to start and a smart plan indeed. If you earned some pennies for doing a core and saved all the pennies so they became more, you'd have lots of money that you could then spend. But once it is spent, then it's gone. And that's the end. So I would like to close the reading with the last part, which I like very much. And it says, "Today, girls must know just what they are worth. And this is important all over the earth. Wherever you go and all that you do, there's no reason a boy should earn more than you." To all of the boys, my message is clear. Please tell all the girls they have no reason to fear. That if you say, of course you would care, you'd speak up and make sure this world was more fair. So thank you very much to listen to me, to this inspiring book, which I really love and read also to my kids. And now let's move on after this book to a question which was sent to me. Because sometimes we find ourselves in situations that are challenging, situations we may not want to discuss with our family, friends, or partners right now. Here's one question which we'd like to discuss, and we'll put this anonymously to protect your privacy while still providing helpful answers to you and others. So I am propelled by an unwavering commitment to personal growth and achievement in the vibrant city of London. My journey is a continuous pursuit of upholding your use, resolutions, navigating the inevitable challenges that emerge along the way. Days are infused with self-reflection, goal setting, and the occasionally contemplative stroll through London's dynamic streets. So my question is, how can I sustain the motivation when faced with roadblocks on my journey towards achieving my New Year's resolutions? So, of course, some of you will all have this New Year's resolutions where we forgot about this often after a few weeks already, thinking at the end of the year sometimes, oh my God, there was something in the beginning of the year where I thought I should be doing this. And yes, it is sometimes hard to really have in your mind, stay with this. And in moments of difficulty, regularly visualize your goals. It's important that we try to collect on that, and that it's important that we think about this. But it's important also to write this somewhere down, because otherwise, when we stay too flexible in using this to change something, it won't help us. So it's important that we immerse ourselves in inspiring books, enlightening podcasts, and conversations with individuals who share similar aspirations, but which are also positive. In addition, it is important that we write these things down, that we keep on doing a daily book for example, being thankful or what we want to change in our life. Often it's just about changing the perspective of thinking about something. And it is hard to doing this because we have it in our mindset. So it's important that we do it in a kind of everyday writing, that we write down our small steps, what we can change or what we have changed, and that we keep on tracking this and reading this, what we achieved over the last days and week. Tracking is super important. And this idea of controlling, we often don't like. We say, oh, can't we keep it easy? And we just keep it in our mind. And we try to just surround us with positive influences and just stay positive. But I can tell you that there will come the times where you feel difficulties again, where you forgot about that, what you put in yourselves, New Year's resolutions, what you want to change. And it is important that you just write these things down, tracking yourself, and keep on doing this. We all have our habits, and especially in times which are difficult for us, it is important that we not just have this as a kind of yes and maybe we can do. It is important that we have this as a kind of rule. We have to do this. So staying on the right side and just persisting to doing this, it is undoubtedly important that you are very strict to yourself, that you are very disciplined to yourself, and you stay knowing that there is nothing more than just be honest to yourself, be tied to yourself, be structured, and do this as a gift to yourself. Keep going, and your journey is unequally yours, and each step forward is a triumph in itself. So it's important that you keep on doing this and never forget about this. So that wraps up our episode of We Empower, the weekly radio show that is dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential of women, of course, and men around the globe. Join us again next week as we continue on this important journey, sharing real stories of triumph, upliftment, and empowerment. Your presence and engagement mean the world to us, and we appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Remember, this time is a gift for you to discover new inspiration, embrace exciting insights, and find the motivation to live life to the fullest. Together, we rise, and your contributions matter. Don't hesitate to get involved by sharing your book recommendations, suggestions for inspiring individuals, and questions that are close to your heart. Your voice is valued, and together we can make a difference. And don't be shy, you stay anonymous. This is something which is, of course, very clear, because it's a gift for us that we can share your story to other people, and you help with this very much other people which are too shy to even share this anonymously with us. So thank you for being part of our community, and until next time, keep shining and empowering others. Together we rise.